This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-442-7043 today for a free estimate. That's 800-442-7043. 800-442-7043.
The Blaze Radio Network On Demand. Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser.
They had a movement to try to attempt to put Sharia courts in Canada. And thankfully, when the women's movement, the feminists finally woke up at the time, it died. It didn't die because the Canadians were paying any attention to moderate Muslims. No. While, yep, many did speak up against it at the time. And this one, again, was brought to my attention by both Raheel Raza, Tariq Fatah, Tahir Ghora, and other reform-minded Muslims that are deeply against this in Canada. So in this motion, I think you see a lot of the fronts. And the last front, I think, is the most important one, is that of the moderate Muslims. Muslims who actually believe in Canadian nationalism, Canadian legal system, and will not wrap themselves in the Islamic flag and call themselves victims of the angry Western Muslim, anti-Muslim bigot. And if we ever do cite bigotry like that happened against the Muslims in the Quebec mosque, it will be about anti-Muslim bigotry, not about anti-Islam bigotry, because Islam does not have rights. Tariq Fatah points this out in the Toronto Sun, and he says that basically this is a move to try to coalesce the Islamists with the left and miss the fact that, as he notes from a Facebook page of Javed, Asif Javed, who said that this all echoes the agenda of the Islamists and Islamic extremists in North America who are shamelessly taking advantage of the Quebec City tragedy to advance the International Muslim Brotherhood agenda to silence any criticism of Islam, and especially Islamism. He further wrote, extremist Muslims who came here as refugees are making preparations to turn Canada into a nightmare. Tariq Fatah asked her, would Muslims who denounce Sharia law as barbaric fall into the definition of Islamophobia? She did not answer. He asked her if the believing that the Islamic doctrine of armed jihad as an outdated concept that needs to be renounced was Islamophobic. She would not answer. Do we really want the government deciding what is and what is not Islamophobia? This is the problem with government speech patrol.
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. The Blaze Radio Network.